I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The Stars skate with the Avalanche. Even though it's too early for snow in Colorado, Stars pregame tomorrow night at 7:30. Face off at 8. Brought to you by Low T Center and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
If you're a builder, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, then text BUILD to 22126 for your chance to win free expo passes to BUILD Show Live at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center October 17th and 18th. That's BUILD to 22126.
All right, thank you, DJ. We are live at Film Alley in Terrell, Texas. And Friday Fun is brought to you by
Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views.
Thank you to those fine folks at Twin Peaks. So earlier in the week, we took a look back, and I can't remember how it all started, but the TV show Dallas, which emanated in the 80s and obviously was not only a huge thing around here, but it was nationally huge, they basically wiped out an entire season because of a dream. They killed off the character of Bobby Ewing. And then they realize their panic or their mistake, and in a full-on panic, they're like, let's get him back and just erase the whole last season and say it was a dream from his wife.
Yeah, to clarify, we had some of the details messed up, and somebody went back and looked and reminded us that it was Patrick Duffy was in a contract dispute and left the show, and so they wrote him off the show. He dies in a car wreck. He's run over by an ex-lover or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they do an entire season without him, and then he comes back to the show because I guess ratings dipped without him, and they worked out a deal. He comes back to the show.
No way.
And in order to get him back on the show, they have the It Was Just a Dream. That whole last season didn't happen.
That's incredible.
And it killed the show.
And I knew nothing of this.
Yeah, it completely killed the show. That was kind of the end of it all. But in that episode where Bobby actually gets killed, it's very stereotypical because too many good things are happening.
Yeah, they're setting it up like Bobby and Pamela are reconciling, and they're just realizing how much they love each other and how perfect their life is going to be now moving forward.
Right. And so she comes down, you know, wearing like this exotic, I don't even know, like gown in the morning, and she's all made up and everything, and this was the line that Bobby issued.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. You know, I forgot how beautiful you look in the morning.
So, that's the worst line of all time.
Yes.
No yeah. one's ever said that.
Well...
And they've also, like, they had been married and divorced and, like, it's just so ridiculous. And so, I don't even know, was it DJ's idea or yours, Dave?
It was mine, yeah.
Okay. So Dave had the idea of us issuing that line to our significant other. Like, just, they wake up in the morning and,
yeah,
like...
let's roll on it.
My God.
Yeah.
I forgot how beautiful you looked in the morning.
Yeah. So DJ put the exact quote into the Slack channel so we could all learn it and rehearse it and then debut it in our beds in the early morning hours to our significant others.
Okay. Now, Lando does not have a significant other that's a real person.
Mm. Yeah. He has Tilly, but she's AI.
Yeah. So... Lando lives.
How is she looking this morning, though? She always looks great.
Lando lives with Jay King's brother. And so we had Lando try to execute this to his roommate that is Jay King, our nighttime host.
Well, actually, no. We have different schedules because he's a bartender. I barely see the dude during the week. So I actually brought this into work today with Baldy.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Baldy. You know what? Look at me. I forgot how beautiful you are in the morning.
Why do you have your phone out like that? Are you recording?
Well, I can't just give you a compliment?
No.
Why not?
Because you never give me a compliment.
That's not true at all. I've complimented you numerous times. You are my friend and coworker.
Not when you first walk in. Maybe later, once I've said something funny or started singing. Like, not right out of the gate.
I'm slightly offended you think I would just come in here and record you.
But you are.
That's... I'm on a phone call.
Uh-huh. Show me the phone.
I'm private.
Yeah.
It's private.
I just want to pay my friend a compliment.
You're already trying for more white elephant bits?
It's not white elephant related.
Okay.
I just want to say that you look beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Anything you want to say to me?
Yeah, hair sticking up.
God, what a sourpuss Baldy is.
Man, what's his problem? He sniffed it out immediately.
So...
just stressed out over all this Skip Schumacher news.
My prediction was that everybody, their significant other, would say, are you recording me? Because, again, no one has ever said this before. It's a ridiculous soap opera line. But let's move on to DJ.
Okay.
And see how DJ fared with his lover.
And to set mine up, this is not... first thing in the morning because she wakes up hours before I do. So
yeah.
I had to approach her at her work desk at home. She works from home, so that's what this is.
Okay.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Forgot how beautiful you look this morning.
Are you being weird?
Weird how? I can say good morning at 12:30 in the afternoon. Right. You might have sniffed that out.
Was not fooled for a second.
12:30? Wow. What kind of hours do you keep?
It's morning to him.
The greatest the greatest hours are the ones I keep.
Boy, what a just a bundle of joy she is. Just,
I know. Just, how long has she been up at that point? Like
that's
5 hours?
That's not how DJ has sold her to us.
No.
She might have been up at 5 this morning. So.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
I thought DJ lived with a shrew.
Quite the opposite. We balance each other out nicely.
All right. Let's move on to Dave. Dave, you want to set this up?
Yeah, so the context of this is we have a routine because we have baby Wells, who's 20 months now. And so we have the baby monitor on the nightstand. And when he wakes up, then I'll go get a bottle downstairs. Mm-hmm. And then I will grab him, and he will have his morning bottle in our bed. And then after he finishes his bottle, he'll usually go back to sleep. So... at this point, he's asleep, laying next to me, and Marissa has just gone potty, and she,
oh God,
and okay. She is, she's got the Musers playing on her app. She's listening to the Sports Day app, and she comes out of the bathroom, and that's when I deliver the line.
Well, good morning. Yeah, I forgot how beautiful you are in the morning. What?
I said, we know you didn't have sex with the baby in bed. Oh, will you do the Orbeez?
What is she saying?
So the first thing she says, and I had her repeat it because she was going over and adjusting the thermostat. She says... you know we can't have sex in the morning because the baby's in the bed.
What compliment means I want something?
Yeah. Why can't I just say something without needing anything?
And then she quickly changed the subject and she said, can you do the alarm thing? Because I turn off the security alarm with my app.
So that was the end of
it. She just wanted me to disarm the app so she could let the dog out. Totally blew me off.
What a number of activities are going on at the same time.
If you play it again, you can maybe make out that we can't have sex with the baby in the bed, and then you can hear my C blocker.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, good morning. You know, I forgot how beautiful you are in the morning. What?
So we knew he didn't have sex with the baby in bed.
Oh,
God. Did you do the orbs?
And she never... Did she know you were recording it after that?
No, no. She still doesn't know.
Okay. Here's a candy bar. Go play.
All right. Let's move on to Ham, who had to issue the line of, I forgot how beautiful you looked in the morning.
So this is literally me just waking up. I had a late night watching a movie at the theater, so this is the first words I spoke about 90 seconds after I hit record.
Okay.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
You know, I forgot how beautiful you look in the morning.
What do you want? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now put some makeup on. You look like
what?
I said, now put some makeup on. You look like
don't clap for yourself for that.
Man, it sounded like Deep Eddie was in.
Yeah.
I wish I could get that low, though.
I know, right?
That's incredible.
Oh, that is so awesome. What do you want? Nothing. You're just beautiful, babe. You're just so beautiful.
Why do you think I want something?
All right, let's move on to Bob. You want to set it up?
Yeah, I mean, she's at her desk already, so she's getting into whatever she's getting into, and yeah, I thought I would roll over there and see what's what, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So,
well, good morning. You know, I forgot how beautiful you look in the morning.
Shut up. Shut up.
What?
Love, I am not beautiful. You just say that. You're talking up a grass. I know you are.
You're beautiful.
Babe!
That's when she found out I was recording.
All right. What a give up.
And she just laughs at you like, whatever, idiot.
Yeah.
Why aren't these women into this?
Why can't they accept a compliment?
Oh, my God.
You seem out of character.
You're just so...
They think we want something or they think we're full of it.
Yeah.
You're up to something.
All right. Well, mine might wake up a little earlier than me, too, so I don't have the opportunity to actually execute it right away. And so she came back from yoga.
All right.
Well, now.
Yeah.
She's wearing a little yoga pants.
And
little C-toe.
It just so happens, stop it. It just so happens that our kid walks downstairs about the same time. And as I was going to execute this line, he kind of gets in the way of it. But I'm like, you know what? Let's just roll with it.
Let the boy watch.
Yeah. And so.
And let him learn.
Gross. And so we're in the den and they're talking about they're going to Austin this weekend, and so we're talking about that.
It's because we've always talked about you going to play with them.
Yeah,
we should have gone down on them.
But we can still play. Georgetown is drivable from where he is.
What?
Okay, what pause it there. So you hear her go, what?
Because you're lurking.
What? So I'm on the couch, and she's 10 feet away with the dog, like, on the floor,
okay.
And I'm just staring at her. And I had my readers on, and I had pulled my readers down.
Oh, so this is full-on acting.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, what? What? Okay, you can start it over.
What? What's
up, big hoe?
I just...
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Are you looking at me or him?
I'm looking at you.
What did I do?
I didn't do anything.
What are you looking at? Are you goggling her?
I just forgot how beautiful you look in the mornings.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're recording me. Yes, you are. Seriously.
What? Why can't I say something nice?
Because that is so...
He's recording you.
Yeah. You just cannot...
What?
...put one over me anymore.
I'm not.
You are so...
I think you look beautiful.
Really? Because your phone's, like, hiding under that towel over there.
It was.
It's so stupid. Yep, you just can't even...
What?
Whose joke is this?
So, we were replaying an episode of Dallas when
the TV show. Like 1970.
Yes, that's the one.
Bobby, Pam, his wife walks in like one morning, and he was like, "I just forget how beautiful you look in the morning."
Stare at her, you could have just said it.
Just so.
And she doesn't look that beautiful.
Oh, exactly. That's the part you really needed re-recording. It wasn't that great.
I love what she can tell just because you don't ever do it.
He was looking at me. He was like, what'd she say?
You haven't given her a compliment in so long. Right. She just like,
yeah, he was looking at me like my pants were down.
Oh, God. With special guest Van.
He's like, you haven't given her a compliment in so long.
That's so good.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go indeed.
If others would like to try that on their significant others, please.
Yeah, let us hear from you.
We encourage you to do that, and we will definitely play it on the air to see if you get the same reaction that we did.
Yeah, can anybody in our audience compliment their wife without her
getting suspicious?
Or
maybe it'll work.
Maybe it works.
And maybe you'll get some action that morning.
Just no one says that ever.
But maybe it works.
Would you be suspicious if they said that to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you walk in, you get your hat on, waving a newspaper after you took a dump or something.
Don't go in there. Yeah.